practice you've been?
A lot.
I know you like using injured excuses, but
yeah,
you're feeling good physically.
Yeah, I mean, I feel great physically. I mean, everybody this time of year is a little banged up, a little sore, a little nicked up in the cold, especially. But I mean, this is where you know, great teams prevail, and you know, other teams fall off, because this is when it starts to get hard, and this is when you need a team that's mentally tough to keep pushing through. And you know, I definitely believe in this team that will keep pushing through.
How would you assess how you've played the last couple of weeks?
I mean, I don't want to make it too individually. You know, I think overall our team has been playing great. You know, we found a way to finish this last week, which I love. I personally, I've been doing a little better, been able to help out my team as much as possible. And, you know, that's all I can say.
Who's Jamal Adams just brought to this locker room in the defense?
He's brought a lot to this locker room, to this team, to the defense. Like I've been saying about him since day one, is he's not a rookie. He came into this as a professional. He acts that way. And, he has a lot of energy, as you can hear him over there right now. he has a lot of energy always, and it's authentic because it's not off and on. And he's like that all the time. So when a guy's, you know, genuinely, authentically, you know, himself and passionate and has a lot of energy, you know, that's great leadership right there. And, you know, we'll definitely use him for the years to come and for the rest of the season.
Are you playing better, do you think, recently because you're healthier, because the scheme is okay, or is it a combination of just timing? Why is it now?
Like you said, I think it's just a combination of everything. I was also telling him I don't want to make it too much about myself, but since you're asking, you know, I don't want to say that it was an injury thing. I don't want to say it's a scheme thing. I don't want to say it's anything like that. It's just a matter of you know, the season's been progressing. I've just been getting better each game, you know. I've been having a lot of help from my teammates. You know, I've been doing a lot of extra work, a lot of extra studying. And, you know, in between drills when I'm not on the field, if offense is on the field at the time, I'm working on pass rushing drills and stuff like that with Coach Glove, our assistant D-line coach. Shout out to Coach Glove. He's been helping me out a lot. And, you know, just a lot of little things. It's just all been combining together.
We always talk about sacks when it comes to a player like yourself, but you didn't get a lot early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it tough to be patient just waiting for it to happen? Because you always used to mess with you about sacks just coming in bunches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky thing to answer. I don't mean, you know, like you said, in a position like mine, people want to see the sacks. They want to see those type of stats. And, you know, the numbers aren't where I want them to be exactly, but, you know, as a D lineman and, you know, being a player and not just someone looking from the outside in, we know what a defensive lineman is, and that's being able to be disruptive. And, you know, so just because I don't have the sack numbers right now, I know that I'm still being disruptive. I'm still helping out the team as much as possible. You know, getting the quarterback off of a spot, hitting him, making him feel uncomfortable while he's back there in the pocket. You know, all that is just great ways of being a good D lineman.
You might be biased about this, but do you think the QB hit stat is a little underrated?
A little underrated? I don't know.
You have so many.
I wouldn't say it's underrated just because, you know, people want to see the sacks, you know, like I said. And but I wouldn't really call a QB hit a stat or anything. I just think it's as being disruptive. Like I said, that's what a defensive player wants to do, is be disruptive in any way possible, whether – no matter what type of stat it is, if you're being disruptive, that's a good defensive player.
Do you look at other pass rushers? Like this week you got Von Miller. Do you say, oh, I got to do it enough because I know what he's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, we're clearly two different positions. He's almost 50 pounds lighter than me. He plays on the edge. I'm in the middle. But it's still fun to play against great defensive players. It's always fun. I remember in the beginning of the year, when we played the Raiders, I was really looking forward to seeing Khalil Mack out there just because he was one of my favorite players coming out of college. And so it's always fun playing against teams that have good defensive players and try to compete with them and stuff like that as much as possible.
Denver's had some turnover issues this year. When you guys see that kind of move, do you sort of think there's opportunity there for you this week?
I mean, definitely. That's something that we've harped on as a defense since I've been in this league, since I've been a part of the Jets, is getting takeaways and You know, we call it takeaways because, you know, if it's a takeaway, we're forcing it. Rather than a turnover, we're waiting for them to turn the ball over. And, you know, so we're definitely going to be trying to get after the ball. You know, we see that they had a lot of you know, ball security issues, like you said. But at the same time, they've been able to recover a lot of them. So that's on our part to try to make sure we do recover it when the ball does come out. So, you know, we're definitely been focused on getting the ball out.
What do you think about your 38-year-old quarterback?
I mean, I think he's a great leader, man. I mean, he's been in this league for a long time. He was AFC Player of the Week last week, Offensive Player of the Week. And it's just great to see somebody who's been on a journey like his and still be able to prevail and fight through adversity and be able to be a part of this team for 1 year and be a leader of this team. I mean, he's comfortable with who he is, and I think that's a great leader right there.
You can play into your late
30s? One.
Late 30s?
Yeah.
Hopefully so. As a D lineman, I mean, we get hit a lot more than a lot more banged up than a quarterback, I feel like. But I definitely want to play as long as possible.